I have got Jules Schiller with me. It's a Friday. Look out.
What about a fistful of Rohypnol? You're having a continental breakfast. You know it's going to be a sh** day.
Julian Schiller's...
God, it feels good.
Media Botch.
Oh, boy. You're really ready for this? Okay, all right, Media Botch. It's just articles that have annoyed me, and it goes a bit insane. I actually had some breath mints before I did it today.
Really?
I thought maybe that'll class it up a little bit.
No.
I doubt it. All right, here we go.
Far away.
It would surprise people to know that I have a legal background, studied law, and I've always been a fan of the way English law has developed from the Anglo-Saxons. They invented the magistrates' court, and then English law separated from the crown, which is very important. They developed like two strands of law, the common law system and the equity system, which is kind of, you know, two strands of English law. It's really steeped in tradition, and it served us well over many, many years. I'll tell you something that the English law wasn't developed for, Merrick, to decide which breakfast TV program is rating higher. Have you read this today? And Sunrise, we're going to go to court. They settled. This is real To Kill a Mockingbird stuff, isn't it? Atticus Finch, come on down. This is so ridiculous. I'd excuse myself from that jury because I don't give a shit. Is this really what we've come to, Merrick? Are we going to have Richard Wilkins testifying before the High Court? You know how I'd like to settle this? Trial by combat.
Yes.
Let's get Ben Fordham and the cash cow into a stadium with a mace and a sword. Let's have them beat the bejesus out of each other. That'll improve your ratings.
You know what, Jules? I suggested that yesterday on the show. I'm not even joking.
Really?
Yeah. Great minds think alike.
We've had great cases like Mabo. We've got Roe versus Wade. What is next? The Block versus the Bachelorette.
All right.
Here's some good news. Often there's a lot of...
Bachelorette's on Channel 10.
Is that? Okay, all right.
Only makes it funnier.
Here's a good news story. It's not shouty because I actually really like this story. It's heartwarming. Okay. I want to lift people up now.
Okay.
Good news. It's there was a study done, and it said that if you're a slow walker, so you're the sort of person holding people up on a footpath, you have a 44% chance of 44% increased chance of death. So happy time. If you're a slow walker, because you're not moving fast, so you're 44% more likely to die quicker. And I love this, because you're in no hurry to get somewhere, but you're in chance of dying in the next few years. I hate slow walkers. I hate being held up by slow walkers.
I call them wombats.
They're like zombies that you can't run over. All right, one more, Merrick.
Wombats. They're called wombats.
You do a bit of yoga because there's a big article about sustainable style. It's about a new brand of yoga that's coming out.
I don't read about it.
We know it was practiced by monks. It was done in the 6th century. It's a spiritual thing. It's about connecting to your environment and connecting to each other. Can you imagine, Merrick, monks in 6th century India doing yoga without wearing overpriced activewear? How could they do it? Can people who do yoga calm down? We see you with your yoga mat. We see you with your Instagram pics. We know that you're eating activated almonds. We know you're doing yoga. Enough! Okay, you know what I'm doing on a Saturday morning? I'm not saluting the dog or the sun or whatever, saluting at dawn. I'm hungover. That's what I'm doing. Enough with your yoga. Disappear up on your own backside.
I think I know somebody who
needs yoga.
Some yoga.
Oh, really? And a sedative.